Okay, today's Daf Samach Tes, today's Daf Samach Tes, we're on Daf Samach Tes, 1, 2, 3, 4 lines from the top, Gufa. Amar B'Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Gezel, if someone steals something, Filonus Yaishua Bailam, and the Baal doesn't have Yeish yet. So Shnehem Einon Yecholim Lahakdish, they both are not able to be Makdishit as a carbon to the Beis HaMikdash. Why not? Zeh Lefish Einon Shalo, one, the Gazlan can't because it's not his. Vizeh Lefish Einon Bershutso, and the other one, because it's not in his rishus. The owner doesn't have it. Right. Where is it? It's by the Goslin. He didn't give up hope. He's going to get it back. But Lamaise is not here. So what do you see from this? That one of the requirements of being able to makdish something is it has to be in your possession. Umi Amar B'Yochanan Hachi? Did B'Yochanan really say such a thing? V'Amar B'Yochanan, Halacha K'Stam Mishnah. The Halacha is like a Stam Mishnah. Now, there's no Stam Mishnah that says, that you can be makdish something if it's not in your possession. There's no Stam Mishnah that says that. There's a Stam Mishnah that says almost that. Now we're going to, this is hard daf. V'tnan, and we went like this. Kerem Revai. What's Kerem Revai? Kerem Revai is vineyards of the fourth year. They have the same status as Maaser Sheni. You have to take them to Yerushalayim and eat them there, or sell them and take the money to Yerushalayim. Now, what if I have a field of Kerem Revai and you're walking by and you don't know it's Kerem Revai and you're going to stop off and eat it? So that's a terrible thing because you're not allowed to do that. So Kerem Revai, Hayu Matzainin Oso B'Kizusas Adama. They would mark it with some markings of earth. They would mark it with earthenware markings. Simana, and the simin, but specifically, was kiadama, was an earthenware marking. Why? Just like the earth. Ma'adama, just like the earth, ikka hanamine, you're allowed to get hana from Kerem Revai. The earth, you're allowed to get hana from it, you're allowed to get hana from the earth. Af hai nami, kimafrika, once you redeem it, shari las niyuhu mine, you can get hana from the Kerem Revai. As opposed to other things we're going to see in a minute, you can't have hana from a grave. From a tombstone. You can't have enough from that. You can't redeem such a thing. But this is the least chamor. It's the least chamor. So therefore, the simon that you shouldn't go near here, hey, this is Kerem Revai, was only earth. Next, Shel Arla. Arla was Becharsis, was with pottery. Why? They would put up pottery. Don't come to this tree, it's Arla tree. Don't take an apple from here, it's Arla. And they would mark it off with pottery. Why? Simona kecharsis, just like pottery. Ma charsis she'ein hana mine. You don't get hana from charsis. What kind of hana do you get from broken pieces? What kind of hana do you get from that? Af hai, the less behu hana mine. So too, you don't get hana. You're not going to get hana from Orla. You're not going to have hana from Orla. It's also b'hana. Right? So look at the second Tosfos. The one line. Ksas kasha. It's a little bit of a kasha. Delo nakat Orla tchila. It's out of order. Because something is Arla first, and then it's Revai. So why is it out of order? So Tosas is Ksas Kasha. So whatever answer you're going to give, Tosas thought of it already. Right? So having... What? What? Some say it's more common. Some say because Arla, we're going in grades worse. The next one's going to be a grave, which is never mutter. Arla, after 3 years, so the first thing was Kerem, that's the least machmer. Then we have Arla's worse. Then the grave is even worse. So we're going from least to worst. Or not worst. Makel to machmer. Right? Some say that. Others say because we want to put the two Usar and Arla's together. Arla. And that, okay. Whatever answer you're going to give, like Tosas already, Tosas thought of that. Right? Anyway. Vishal Kivoras Besid. A grave they would put with a Sid, with lime. What's that? Simana. The chivur ka'atzamos. The simon was, it's white like a bone. Like bones, right? Umamache, and they would wet it to something. They would mix it. Veshofeich, and they would pour it. Kiyeche dirichavur tvei. They wanted to make it even more white. But to make it very white, to show this is a grave. Fine. Now, I'm Rabshir Ben Gamliel. Rabshir Ben Gamliel says, B'medev Amurim, when is all this true? B'shvias. This is all during Shemitah. Why? The Hefker Ninu. Because it's Hefker. So it's my Ravai, but really it's Hefker. So really, you can't, you're not allowed to lock your field during Shemitah. You're not allowed to do that. But I'm not locking it. I'm just putting up a siman. I don't want anyone to eat it. Normally, it's all Hefker and Shemitah, but here it happens to be it's Kerem Ravai. So the Kerem Ravai doesn't go away on Shemitah. It doesn't go away. It's still Kerem Ravai. You still have to either redeem it or bring it to Yishalayim. You can't eat it here. So I put up a marker. Arla. Just because it's Shemitah, it's still Arla. Right? Still Arla. So the only thing that you don't have on Shemitah, you don't have Trumas and Maisers. How come you don't have Trumas and Maisers? Because there's no harvest. Right. But it's still Arla. That Arla doesn't go away. So I have to put up a, boundary. Have to put up a boundary. Don't go near here. If it's not Shemitah, then what are you? If you walk by and you take an apple from my field, you're a goslin. Right. What are you doing? It's my field. What are you, where do you come off coming into my field? No, it's Shemitah. I'm allowed to come in. I'm allowed to rummage around. What's going on over here? I'm allowed to do that. Oh, not that's Arla. That one he marked off for me. He did me a big taiva. Right? I'm allowed to come here. If it's not Shemitah, I'm not allowed to be here. What am I in your field eating your stuff? It's Gizela. Well, us, we'll get to the tzunim right now. Vedavar Murim is all during Shemitah, on Shvias. The Hefkuninu. Aval Shar Shnei Shvua. But if it's the rest of the year, Tanakama says, Halitehu L'Rasha V'Yamus. Let the Russia do rishis. What, you have to be the policeman for the whole world? Right? You have to be the frum police to everybody and make everybody... No, you don't have to do that. You have no achrayus to do that. That's it. Shemitah, you have to do it. Because Shemitah, they're going to come. I have to prevent the Goslin from doing aveiros, besides being a Goslin. He's also going to violate Arla? I don't have to do that. However, the Hatzinuin will do the following. You ready for this? Menichin es Hamos, they would take money out of their pocket. Va'omrim, and they would say, Kol Hanilkat, right? Kol Hanilkat, anybody that's going to come and pick off my fruit, anyone who's going to do that, Kol Hanilkat, anyone who's going to do that, Mizeh, from this field, Mechulin al Hamos halalu, is Mechulul on this field, on this money, I'm sorry. As mechulul on this money, right? Now, when did they do this? They did it, right? What? They would do it after someone took it. He comes down to his field. He sees missing apples. Oh, somebody must have taken the apples. All right, the apples are now mechulul on this dollar. So what that guy stole is not hektish. It's not orla.
That doesn't make any sense. That means Zikir already.
What?
He already took possession.
That's exactly the kasha. How could Rabbi Yochanan say that you can't be machdish something that's not in your rishus? Right. A guy stole my animal. I can't be machdish it because it's not in my rishus. The tenu were able to do that.
Why are you saying that it has to be that way? Why can't you just say that as soon as it starts, stop budding?
Because I'll tell you why. I'll tell you why. Because it says kol hanilkat, which means it was past tense. It was done already. Kol hanilkat. Whoever did this, we're going to change it to say he did it every morning. Whoever's going to do it today, that's what we're going to change it to say that. Right now it says like this. Whoever took it in the past tense, it's mechul now. Where is it?
Mechul is in the
What?
Different than
so that's what I said. We don't have a mission that says it, but it's similar. It's the same idea.
That's what we had yesterday.
What? No, it's the same idea. Right, but it's the same idea. You made the money now, Hetish.
Right.
You transferred the Kedusha. So how could you do that? It's not here. What's the difference if you transfer the Kedusha from the apple to my dollar, or I transfer the animal to the Beis HaMikdash? It's the same thing. You're making something Kodesh. So how could Rabbi Yochanan say you could do that? Rabbi Yochanan, we start off the daf, you can't be makdish something that's not in your possession. So how could a tsunua do this, right? So, it's not Zochanah B'Fanav. So look at Rashi. Alma, the Rashi of Kol HaNilkat. Alma, Afal Gaf, the lesser B'Rishus, even though it's no longer in your Rishus, Mafrik, you can redeem it for Tofes Pidyono, and the redemption works. Right? So Tosfos says, listen to this, interesting, Tosfos. Tosfos asked in Tosfos Kol, this one, why didn't everybody just redeem all their Kerem Revai? Although you can't do this. At least the Kerem Revai, so redeem it all. Yeah. Redeem it.
Who said that else?
What? He's got to do this. Only when he sees it missing, then he's going to say, oh, somebody wants to take it? All right. Some gosling came and was hungry.
He answered the question before. He's talking about during Shvias.
What?
Because again, you're talking about...
No! During when it's not Shemitah, the Tanakhama said, let them burn.
Right?
Now, the other man, the Amar, said, but the Tzenuin, wouldn't do that. So why don't they just mapish everything? Why don't they just redeem it all?
Yeah, right.
Just redeem it. They don't have any problems.
Right.
The Tosfos answers... Because the person wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Kerem Revai. The right way. He wants to take it to Yerushalayim. He doesn't want to resort to redeeming. Interesting answer.
Yeah,
he wants to take the mitzvah. What could he do? He gives two answers. One answer is that's one answer. He wants to do the mitzvah. Second answer is, when's he going to do that? Let's say he does it today. But he's not taking it today.
Exactly.
So he's going to redeem it today, but over the next month, it's going to grow more. That he didn't redeem that part. So it's not so simple. So
he didn't go down there every week.
What?
So he didn't go down there
exactly. Every week. So according to the second answer, it's a more practical answer. You can't redeem it now. It's not possible. Because you're going to have to redeem it again when it grows more. First answer is I want to do the mitzvah myself. I don't want to redeem it. I'm only going to redeem it to save Rishayim. Right? I want to do that. I don't want to redeem it. I want to go do the mitzvah. Second answer is, but how do you redeem it really? You can only redeem it at the end. You can't redeem it in the middle. Okay. Anyway, what do you see from here? That Rabbi Yochanan's really wrong. Rabbi Yochanan made a statement, it's not so true. Now, V'chi Tema, Man Tanam Tzenuin, who's the author of the Tzenuin? It's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. The whole thing is built on the fact that it's a Stam Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan said, I hold from Stam Mishnahs. And how could Rabbi Yochanan hold from a Stam Mishnah and say that you can't be Makdish? So the answer is not a Stam Mishnah. It's not a Stam Mishnah, it's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, you can read the parentheses or not. Rabbi Yochanan, Ki Stam Yechidoi Lo Amar. And he never said, he didn't hold like a Stam Mishnah, like with Shimon Gamliel as the author. It's not a Stam Mishnah anymore. You want to tell me that? That's also...
Stam Mishnah has no author?
Stam Mishnah usually has no author. It's usually Stam.
No, Stam is usually not
there. Usually Reb Meir. It's usually Reb Meir.
Right.
Not always, but usually. So now how could Reb Yochanan hold like a Stam Mishnah? This is a Stam Mishnah.
Right.
Doesn't have an author. How could Reb Yochanan hold like a Stam Mishnah? And by the same token hold that you could be Makdish something to the base. You can't be Makdish something if it's not in your possession. This Stam Mishnah, you can. How could it be? The answer is it's not a Stam Mishnah. So who is it? Rav Shimon Gamliel? But anyway, everybody holds like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Can't be that the give. Amar Rav Chanan, Amar Yochanan. Kal Makom Shoshana, Rav Shimon Gamliel, Mishnah, Sein Halacha Kamoso. Whenever Rav Shimon Gamliel is mentioned in the Mishnah, we all like him. Chutz, except for three cases. Me'orev, Sidon, Viraya, Achrona. Right? Doesn't matter what those are. Or if it's a cosine or a tito, I don't even know what they are, to tell you the truth. Right, Achron is after the Bezin makes a din, then someone comes with a new age. Okay, doesn't matter what they are. This is not one of them. Anyway, Rabbi Yochanan will be forced to hold like that. Because everyone holds like a Shimon Gamliel, except in those three cases. So, how do we reconcile the contradiction? Amri, so the answer is like this. Lo tema, don't say kol hanilkat mizeh, whoever took. No. Ela ema, kol hamislaket mizeh. Whoever will take. So in the morning, you wake up in the morning, right? It's a future tense.
Right.
Wake up in the morning. Today, any gazlanim that come by and steal, don't worry about it. I'm going to redeem it on this dollar, so therefore they're not doing an avera. That's a different story. It's in my possession still. It's not already, you know, across the border. The guy took the grapes. That's not where it is. No, it's my possession. I can say whatever I want. Okay, good? That's the answer.
We change it
to say future tense. If we change it to future tense, they won't kasha. It's in my possession still. Right? Now, that's a problem with that. Why? Because umi amar b'yochanan hachi, can we change it out of future tense? V'amar b'yochanan, b'yochanan said, tzenuin v'rabdosa amru davar echad. The tzenuin and rabdosa said the exact same thing. Okay? What's rabdosa? And rabdosa is not going to be future tense. That's the problem. Rabdosa, nilkat kama. Rabdosa had his same thing, but in past tense. So you gave a bad answer. You can't change it, because Rabbi Yochanan said, whatever Rabdosa said, I agree with. Right? And Rabdosa said the past tense case. D'tanya, how do you know that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shachris, in the morning, Balabayis Omeid, the Balabayis. This is talking about leket. Leket, right? What's leket? Leket is anything that I as the owner drop. While I'm harvesting, I have to leave for the aniyim. Two. Three not. What's the difference if it's three or two?
Two what?
Two sheaves, two stalks. I'm picking up my stalks, one dropped. Oh, for the ani. Right? What if I drop 10? All of a sudden I drop them all. Can't say it's for the ani. Ani can't run it. What if the ani does take it?
He's a goslin.
But that's a bigger problem. The bigger problem is that you don't have to give truants and maisers on leket. But you have to give truants and maisers if it's not leket. The ani's not going to know it's not leket. He's going to be eating tevel. Because he's not going to give off truants and maisers. So it's a bigger problem than
guys. But the ani will know that it's more than two sheaves.
But he doesn't know. No, he doesn't know the halacha.
He
no, he doesn't go to Daf Yomi, the ani. He's busy in the... So he doesn't know this. So it's a terrible problem. Much worse than being a goslin. Eating tevel. Huge problem. Now, maybe he knows that if you drop 20, that you can't, that's not leket. But he doesn't know three. What's the difference? Two, three? What's the difference already? He doesn't know that. But that's a problem. So to avoid the problem, you hear what's going on? So to avoid... What? You have a problem? No, it makes sense so far. So to avoid the problem, Yehuda Omer, Shachris, in the morning, Balabayis Omeid, the Balabayis gets up for Omer and says, Kol Sheyilket to Aniyim Hayom Yehei Hefker. Whatever somebody's going to pick up today is Hefker. Because I don't want to run into this problem. If I drop an extra one, I don't want to make a guy have Misa B'dei Shemaya on my head. So you know what? It's Hefker. If it's Hefker, there's no Trumas and Maisers. Right? Tosfa says the exact opposite. You know how like some people they need to know the bare minimum halachas for their world. So the ani knows that whatever I pick up is no trumas and maisers. That they know. The number that they have to pick up, that they don't know. But they know that one halacha. That Tosfa says whatever I pick up, I don't take off trumas and maisers. That they know. Right? They know well, just enough. You just need just enough that they're not amaratzim, but not enough that they're not. It's still amaratzim. You know what I'm saying? So they know just mamish the bare minimum. They know that whatever they pick up is not truants and maisers. So they see an extra one. They don't know all the lum that's behind leket, right? That they don't know. So they're going to make a mistake.
And take it.
And eat it without truants and maisers. Right? Even though it's hefker, right. Right.
Well, if you mafka somebody, you don't have to take.
No. That's what Tosfos says. There's no truants and maisers on hefker. And then Tosfa says that the Balabais is not misyayesh, right? Because if it is misyayesh, every Balabas is told, don't be misyayesh. Because if you are misyayesh, then the owner, then the guy who picks it up is konet.
Right.
And then maybe he has to take off truants and maisers.
Right, he has to do it himself.
And then hefker.
Yeah, I know what Jess is about to say, I agree. That means, why doesn't every owner just go, you know what, every morning, everything's hefker. And it's grab his old stuff up again.
So it's the same exact answer. He wants to do Mekayin the mitzvah of leket. Right? He wants to do Mekayin the mitzvah of leket. So the mitzvah. Right?
Not everybody wants it right.
The mitzvah is that when you drop it, you're not allowed to pick a shikha. You can't do that. You can't be I want to be Mekayin the mitzvah of shikha this morning. You can't do such a thing. It's only mitzvah like that. Leket, you can pick it back up. So the mitzvah is to leave it there.
No, he's not.
So there's such a thing. There's a mitzvah called. There's a separate mitzvah for tzedakah, and then leket. That's what one of the beauties of leket is. You can't determine who it goes to. There's a special mila in that. Hey, also, it's the ani that you don't know. As opposed to every other tzedakah, you decide.
Right, but if you mafka your own field,
yeah,
it's a big field, and then you require it. Okay, you require it.
Yeah.
You give
no, so I think they made it a rule. You can't do that. You can't do that. We're talking real hefker, right? You can't play those games. But well, you know, but by the way, you know the Gemara. You know the Gemara. The Gemara says that the olden days that if you bring in the produce through the back door. Through the roof,
right.
You don't. So in the olden days, they would bedavka not go through the back door. Right. In the later generation, they bedavka would. Every trick not to.
Right.
So you have to people up people, right? Anyway, so where are we up to? So a guy would get up in the morning and say, Kol sheyilketu ha'anim hayom, yeh hefker. Whatever dropped today would be hefker. Why? Because I want to do the mitzvah of leket. I want to do the mitzvah of leket. I really would. Right. But more than them, me wanting to do the mitzvah of leket, I don't want them eating tevil.
Right.
Right? I have no choice. Same thing from before. I have no choice. Right? The guy's a clumsy guy. He always drops stuff. He loves to do the mitzvah of leket, but he can't because the aniyim are going to be over worse. Now, Rabdosa Omar, no. Li toso erev Omar, Omer. He would say it at night. Kol shaloktu aniyim yehefker. He would do it after the fact. Right? After the fact, he would say, anyone that took more than two today, it was hefker. If he did it after the fact, it's not. Now, Rabdosa could say that. He's a Tana. He could say that. But Rabbi Yochanan can't say, whatever Rabdosa said, I hold. But I held it was in the future because I had a problem because it's a Stam Mishnah. Because I held you can't be Makdish to the Beis HaMikdash if it's not in your possession. So Rabdosa said it after everybody went home to sleep. After everybody went home, it's in their possession. Rabdosa would get up, Rabdosa's Baal Bas would get up and say, okay, anyone that took what they weren't supposed to, it's Hefker. Sakhar Rabbi Yochanan and Rabdosa be the same thing. It's impossible. They're saying the opposite thing. Right? You hear the Kasha?
Why would you say it's my focus?
Because Rabbi Yochanan said whatever Rabdosa said, I hold from.
Oh, I see.
So he can't, but he doesn't hold from that. So we have to change somebody. So the first thing Gemara says, okay, Epoch Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabdosa. Rabdosa. Switch around to Rabbi Yehuda and Rabdosa. So now Rabdosa was the one who said, he said it in the morning. Future. And Rabbi Yochanan said, he said it in the morning. Now what happens now that we changed it? Now Rabbi Yehuda is the one who said, he said it at night.
Night.
Right? Rabbi Yehuda now says it at night. But we don't care about Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't bother. He's not in this Gemara. Right? Epoch. Rabbi Yehuda or Rabdosa. Rabdosa or Rabbi Yehuda. Right? We switch it around. Amai Ipchas Masnisa. Why don't we change that around? Ipche Rabbi Yochanan. Why don't we switch around Rabbi Yochanan? The Ema and say like this. Tzinu and Rabbi Yehuda Amru Davar Echad. Why did Rabbi Yochanan say, I said whatever Rabbi Yehuda said? Right? Why did we switch Rabdosa and Rabbi Yehuda? Mm-hmm. Switch the other one. Rabbi Yochanan said, whatever Rabbi Yehuda said, I agree with. And what did Yehuda say? In the future. Right? Beautiful. Army, the Gemara answers, no. Lo sagid lo mishapeches masnisa. We couldn't change the brisa. The word masnisa means brisa. We couldn't change that brisa. Right? We couldn't change that brisa. Why not? The Baha Masnisan Katani de Isle Rabbi Yehuda Brera. Because that would mean that Rabbi Yehuda holds from Brera. Right? That would mean that. Right. Vashmi'in le Rabbi Yehuda ba'alma de Lesle Brera. And Rabbi Yehuda never holds from Brera. So we can't make that switch. How do you know?
We can't not make that switch.
We cannot make that switch. Right. We have to make the switch. Because Rabbi Yehuda cannot hold that in the morning you make that statement.
Right.
You really cannot. What?
Why not?
What? I'm sorry. No, we're switching it.
No. He doesn't hold a Brera.
Because he doesn't hold a Brera.
Right?
Right? Am I saying right?
You have to switch it.
We have to switch Rabdosa and Rabbi Yehuda.
Yeah.
We have to switch Rabdosa. We have to change Rabbi Yehuda to say Rabbi Yehuda was talking about the night. That after it happened. Why? Because if you're doing it in the morning.
That's
not Brera.
No, in the night for the morning. For the
no, at night for the previous day. Whoever did this today, I'm Akdash it. I'm making Hefker.
That's
Brera. That's not Brera. Brera's in the morning. Whoever will do it, then retroactively it was Hefker. That's Brera. After it happened, whoever stole from me today, I'm after it. That's not Brera.
It's retroactive.
That's not Brera. What? It's not nothing retroactive here. Whoever stole it, it's in your house, it's Hefker. So therefore, there's no Truism Isis problems. If I do it in the morning, whoever will do something today, that's Brera. And if who doesn't hold from Brera? How do you know? Ditnan, we have this case 100 times already in Shas. Ditnan. So halokeach yayin mibein akusim. If somebody buys wine from kusim, it's before there was a gzera of yayin on kusim. Somebody buys wine before kusim. Rashi says on top, be'erev Shabbos ben hashmashos. It's erev Shabbos right before ben hashmashos. That's right when you're buying the wine, right? Kiditanya, betosefta, v'kiddush elav hayom, and it became Shabbos. V'ein lo ma'alishtos b'Shabbos. You don't have any wine for kiddush. V'ein lo p'nai lahafrish, and you don't have time to be mafrish. So what do? You're stuck. Amar Shnei Lugin. So what do you do? You say like this. Amar, you say like this. Shnei Lugin Shani Osid Lahafrish. The two Lugin that I will be Mafrish, because it's a hundred lug barrel. So it's two Lugin, it's 2%. Harehain Truma. That's Truma. Asara, it's not exact now, because it's not 10% of 100. It's 10% of 98. Asara Maiser Rishon. Tes Maiser Shani. Umeichil Vishosi Miyad Diver Meir. And then you can drink. And you have to leave all that over in the barrel. That 2 and the 10 and the 9, you have to leave 20% of it for after Shabbos.
Right.
You have to leave that. Rabbi Huda, the same Rabbi Huda that we know and love, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Osrin, they aser it. Why do they aser it? Because, says Rashi, the less lay brera. Lomar minachulin hu shose utruma umaisarishon nitarin benod. And you can leave the truma and rice in the bottom of the barrel. They don't hold from that, right? Since Rabbi Huda doesn't hold from Brera, Rabbi Huda could not be the one who got up in the morning and said, any leket that falls today, I'll be mafker. So therefore, we must switch Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Huda. So how do we end off? Right? That's why we switched Rabbi Dosa and Rabbi Huda. So Rabbi Dosa was the one now in the morning, which makes sense. Because he said future tense. Rabbi Yochanan said future tense. And Rabbi Yochanan said, whatever Rabbi Dosa says, I agree with. All good. Amri, sof. Bottom line is, am I coming ahapcha leila masnisan bishum dekusha Rabbi Yehuda ad Rabbi Yehuda? So we had to we switched because we had a kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Because the kasha, Rabbi Yehuda would contradict himself. Hashtanami kasha Rabbi Yochanan ad Rabbi Yochanan. There's a separate problem. There's a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Damarta Rabbi Yochanan, lo tema kol hanilkat. We said, don't say it's in past tense, ele'ema kol hamaslakit. It's in future tense. Right? Alma isle brera. So now Rabbi Yochanan holds from brera. Rabbi Yochanan now holds from brera. What's the problem with that? Va'am Rabbi Yochanan, lesle brera. But that can't be. He doesn't hold from brera. Why? Damar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha'achin shechalku, listen to this. Ha'achin shechalku, if a father, any time, listen to this unbelievable thing, according to Rabbi Yochanan, a father passes away. Right? Two boys. How do they divide it up? How do they divide up the estate? Reuven gets half and Shimon gets half. Says Rabbi Yochanan, that's brera.
Why?
Because Amar Yochanan, achin shechalku, lekuchos hein. They're considered lekuchos to each other. I sold you that half and you sold me that half. And every yovel, it goes back and gets redivided to the same two brothers. The point is that's brera.
Right?
That's brera. And therefore what? Right? I'm sorry, that's not brera. Because if it was brera, if you hold from brera, then very simply, you got retroactive, it was decided, when dad died, it was decided, you got that half, and you got that half.
And that's what dad wanted.
And then that's what dad wanted, and it could stay like that forever. Why is it going back in Yovel? Because in brera, so who gave you that half and who gave you that half? We made a convention, we made a pshara, I'll get that half and I'll get that half. It's like we borrowed it from each other. So then every Yovel, you have to redo it. So what do you see? He doesn't hold from Brera. Because if he held from Brera, you wouldn't have to go through this rigmarole every 50 years. It's Brera. Dad wanted me to get that. If you get that, if it's all wonderful, it's lovely, Shkoyach. We don't do that, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, he must hold in Brera.
Because Yovel overrides Brera.
Exactly. Yovel only cares about sales.
Right.
So if somebody walked into Eretz Yisrael with Yoshua ben Nun, nothing happened on Yovel. He still kept his land. Right? He still kept his land. Yovel only affects sales.
Only sales.
So when a father died and two brothers inherited, it's as if they bought it from each other.
I understand the
best. So every 50 years they have to redo it.
But at some point you have had to buy the land to get it.
No, it was given to you by God, Yoshua ben Nun. It was ancestral land. So, if it would be such a thing, no one could ever die, then it would never happen. They never have this problem. Or if only one son had been inherited, you'd never have this problem. It's a funny thing. Anyway, if we hold like this, it's funny.
I
know, I can't imagine such a thing.
Exactly.
Maybe from a Talmud it could be such a thing.
Exactly.
Why are you getting the stereo and you're getting the iPad? I want the... Okay, so we'll make a deal.
Right.
But that's not karka anyway.
Right.
That may be, maybe halakhically works like that if you argue with each other, whatever. We'll get to that. But you see from here, he doesn't hold from Breira. Ella la'olam kala milkat. So now we're back to the old story. Really, it is past tense. Really, it is past tense. Rabbi Yochanan held like a stam mishnah, and he also said like Rabbi Dosa, all these things. Rabbi Yochanan stam achrin ishkat. He found another one. He found another stam mishnah. The Tanan says like this: Ein agonev achar agonev mishalim tishlumi kefil. You don't have to pay kefil on a ganav. Meaning, if Shimon steals from Reuven to ganav, Shimon's another ganav. So now Shimon stole from Reuven. So ein agonev achar agonev mishalim tishlumi kefil. If Shimon steals from Reuven, who stole from the owner, Shimon doesn't have to pay kefil. Why not? Who's he paying kefil to? Who's he paying kefil to? Amai, why not? Bishlomo leganav rishon lo mashalim. Why should I pay kefil? Why should Shimon pay kefil to Reuven? He's a thief. That makes no sense. Right? Vegunav mibeis ha'ish v'lo mibeis ha'ganav. You don't have to pay kefil if you steal from a ganav. That's crazy. Ela lebailo mashalim. Pay the kefil to the original owner. Why doesn't the original only get kefil from you? You stole it. All right, it happens to be you stole it from a different person, but so what? Ella rather, lav shmamina. You know why you don't pay kefil? Zeh lefi she'enu shelo, v'zeh lefi she'enu b'rishuso. Because you didn't steal it from the rishus of the owner. So therefore, there's no kefil. So what do you see? Just like you don't have to pay kefil if you steal an item from someone who's not the owner, so too, an owner can't be matnish something that's not in his rishus.
Reason not owner is because it constantly. He's also,
you hear that connection?
No.
What? You hear that?
No.
You hear it, but I'm a Kabbalist. You
hear the words.
Right? It's a funny stretch.
Yeah, okay.
It is a stretch. Umay chazis the azal basra he stama levit ki I stama the tznuin. What possessed Rabbi Yochanan to pick this stam over the tznuin stam? Right, which raised problems because it was other problems with the brera. B'shem d'tziyei lekra. There's a pasuk that supports that. It says v'ish ki yakdish es beso kodesh l'Hashem ma beso bereshuso af kol bereshuso. Has to be in your rishus. Very simple. That's true by hektish, and we also have a pasuk or a limud that is true by a ganav also. Okay, next. Amar Abaya, Elav the Amr of Yochanan, Tznuin, Verabdosa, Amru Dover Echad. If not for the fact that Rabbi Yochanan said that the Tznuin and the Chacham and the Rabdosa said the same thing, I would have said, Tznuin, Islahu the Rabdosa, that the Tznuin agree with Rabdosa, Verabdosa leslu the Tznuin, but the Tznuin, Rabdosa doesn't hold from the Tznuin. Again, there's two cases. The tznuin is the case by Kerem Ravai, where you don't want people eating Kerem Ravai, so you put up a marker. And then, that's not during Shemitah. When it's not Shemitah, what do? You say at the end of the day, anyone who took Kerem Ravai, I redeem it. And Rabdos's case is by Leket. So why is one better than the other? Well, by Leket, so here we go. Right? Tznuin is Lud Rabdosa. The tznuin would agree with Rabdosa. Uma beganav of Darabana Takanta. If they did it for a ganav, guy who steals Kerem Ravai, guy steals my grapes. So Aniyim, Tzvichel Emar, they wouldn't do it for the Aniyim. Of course they're going to do it for Aniyim. Guy, what the Ani stole the third sheaf? No. He doesn't know the halacha. Not a ganav. He doesn't realize it. That's not like it anymore. He doesn't know. That guy not going to come in. Hey, okay, what am I stealing this morning? That's the Tznuin's case. Guy wakes up in the morning. Whose grapes am I stealing today? And what do? We have a whole kuntz, a whole patent. Now he shouldn't be over in Aveira. So if we do it for that guy, I'm sure we're going to do it for the Ani. Right? So, Rabdosa, Lassel did snuin. No. Aniyim hu da avdil rabbanan takanta. Yeah, for the Aniyim, we'll do this. Avalganav, avdil rabbanan takanta. I'm not going to do it for a ganav. Why should we do it for a ganav? That was the Tanakam over there. Let the guy go, let the guy be a Russia. I should go save this guy. Amar Rava, Rava said like this, Elav Dam Rabbi Yochanan, Snuin Rabbi Yosef Dam Rodav Rechad, had Rabbi Yochanan not said that Snuin and Rabbi Dosa say the same thing, Hav Amina, I would have said, Man Tamad at Snuin, who is the author of the Bryce of Snuin? Rameiri, it's Rameir. Lav Rameir, didn't, Lav Amar Rameir, didn't Rameir say, Maisa Rishon Mamon Gavohu? That Maisa Rishon is Mamon Gavoa, whatever that means. Maybe you can't be Mekadosh a woman with it, different things it means. Afilu Hachil, in Pedia. Yeah. Meister Shani, I'm sorry. Meister Mamon Gavoa. Meister Shani's Mamon Gavoa. Which means, Meister Shani have to go to take it to Yerushalayim and eat it there. It has the status of Mamon Gavoa. Maybe it can't be Mekadosh. Woman with it, different things it has. Nevertheless, you're allowed to redeem it. You don't have to schlep all the produce. You can redeem it. How could you redeem it if it's Mamon Gavoa? The answer is, the Torah said you can do that.
Why not?
Right? Afilu Hachil, in Pedia, Akumer Rabbanan Bereshusei. Regarding redeeming, the Rabbanan said it's in your Rishus. The Chiziv, it says, Vimgal Yigal Ish, Mi Maisro, if you want to redeem your Maisr, Chamishiso Yosef Olav. You have to add a fifth, right? Kriya Rachmana Maisro, the Torah called it yours. Umosif Chomash, you add a fifth. Karen Ravainami, same thing with Karen Ravai. Gamar Kadosh Kadosh Mi Maisr. It's Xer Shava from Maisr Shani to Karen Ravai. Ksiv Hacha Kodesh Ilulim. Uksiv Gabi Maiser, Vachal Maiser, Aretz, Mizer, Aretz, Priya, Aretz, Lashem, Hu Kodesh. Ma Kodesh, Ksiv Gabi Maiser, the Kodesh that says by Maiser, Afal Gaf, the Mamon Gavohu, Linin Padilla, Ok Mirabanan Lurashusei. The Rabbanan says, in your Rishus regarding redeeming, Af Hai, so to hear, Kodesh Nami, it's Kodesh, the Ksiv Gabi Karen Ravai. Af Al Gaf, the Mamon Didehu, even though it's yours, the Lab Mamon Didehu, it's not yours. Whose is it? Hashem's. L'Nachule Ukmer Rachmana Bereshusei. It's still in your Rishus. The Haviki Isya Bereshusei Nami Halav Didehu. It's still not yours. The Havi Matzel Mechel Mishom Hachi Matzi Mechel. But you're allowed to redeem it, and therefore you're allowed to redeem it, and therefore what? The Tzenuim held that even if it's not in your Rishus, Since the Torah allowed me to redeem it if it wasn't my Rishus, even though it doesn't belong to me, because it belongs to Hashem, so too, if it's by the guy who stole it, I can redeem it still. Only a man would say such a thing. Right? Aval gabe leket, but leket, kiven moment di day, you're leket. So kiles, ki isi b'rishutzei, havi marzim afkalei. That's very good. You can't redeem it. What are you talking about? Right? It's not yours. It's not your Rishus. How could you redeem it? The only reason you can redeem the Karam Ravai is because the Torah went out of its way to tell me, even though it doesn't belong to you, you can still redeem it. So what's the difference if it doesn't belong to me because Hashem said it doesn't belong to me, or it doesn't belong to me because he stole it? Doesn't make a difference. I'm able to be mafker it. Okay? One more. Amar Avina. E lav, Damar Rabbi Yochanan, Tzenuin, Verabdosa, Amru Davar Echad. Even though he said that, if he wouldn't have said that, have me and I would have said, Mantana Tzenuin, who is the author of the Tzenuin? It's Rabdosa he. It's the same Rabdosa. He said it by Leket, and he said the same thing by Tzenuin, by Karam Ravai. Kihekid lo tikshi stam mishal, Verabdosa, kis. How do you read this? Kiheki delo tikshi sta mishnah, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan sta michidoi lo amar. How do you read that? How do you read that?
I would have said this so that
the individual.
What does that mean? I would have said that Rabbi Yochanan. That I would have said what? That the same person who said that the Tzenuin. Same person is Rabdosa. Same person. He said it by Tznuin, and he said it by Karam Ravai. Same person. Kihechi delo tikshi stam mishnah l'Rabbi Yochanan. Right? What does that mean? Kihechi delo tikshi b'stam mishnah.
You can't say stam mishnah l'Rabbi Yochanan anymore.
Right.
We said before, you know, stam mishnah l'Rabbi Yochanan.
Right.
Because now the stam mishnah is Yochanan.
Right, because now it's an individual, now it's not stam anymore.
Right.
Rabbi Yochanan, ki stam yichidoi lo amar. Rabbi Yochanan didn't hold like a stam mishnah when it's not a stam mishnah. Right?
Yeah.
So, okay, fine, very good. So we finish that, and tomorrow we're up to new stuff.
Yeah.
Everybody have a very, very good day.
Very good.